Sukkah Perk Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Hidla ale as a gefen ves a delas ves a kisum vesikech al gaba. Somebody raised up. Loshon hidla. We had this a lot in Kilayim, like Taisa Center brings up. Whether it's a vine that's gefen or delas or a gourd, it doesn't just mean like a pumpkin or something like that. It means like the branch that it's on. Ves a kisum or ivy. And then when he sort of hangs it over the schach, towards that area, he's then v'sikech al gaba. He then takes the schach and puts it on top of these things. And the reason that he's doing this is because he wants to generate more schach. And he's taking schach that's pasul. What's the schach that's pasul? Are these items that are still attached to the ground. So you have, for example, a vine that's still attached to the ground. He pulls it into his schach and he puts the schach on top of this vine. All these cases are psula. Why? Like the Rav explains, because you're not allowed to be mesachech with something that's connected to the ground. Because like the Gemara says, Taisyanta brings, the Torah says, Ba'osvecha migarnecha mikvecha, so it has to come from the psolas, from the wastes of what you were trying to gather during the harvest season. And the wastes are always detached and cut, like straw and things like that, cut from the ground already. Now the interesting shaila that Tiferes Yisrael brings is that here there's no discussion as far as if a person, let's say, would do it for beauty. What we said in the previous mission, that everybody agrees if you put the sheet there to beautify the sukkah, it's kosher, but we don't really bring this up when we're dealing with something that's mechuber lekarka, that it would pasul it. Let's say a guy says, I want to bring the vine because the vines make it beautiful. Here he goes into that it could be according to that, it's going to be pasul regardless when something's mechuber lekarka. But either way, it's pasul. However, there's more kosher schach than the schach that's attached. And the Rav says, not only that, but you intertwined the kosher schach with the pasul schach that's attached to the ground, and you tied it up, and it was not recognizable anymore that there was any pasul schach there. Oh, shektsatzon. Or there was even more schach there that was pasul. There was more vines there that were attached to the ground, but rather you cut the vines, ksheira, then it's kosher. Now, when we say that if you cut the vines, it's kosher, the Rav immediately points out that it specifically has to be a case where after you cut the vines, you still have to move the vines around. The vines that were already cut, that's now your schach, you have to move that around. Because if you don't move that around, that's a problem of tasa velomina asli. The Torah says, chag sukkos tasa. You have to make a sukkah. Not that the sukkah should become already made. Meaning, if you have something that's pasul for schach, and it's already there, and you just cut it to make it kosher, but you didn't place kosher schach there. It was just there by itself, by the fact that you took away an issue, and then it was just there by itself. That's not considered tasa, that you're doing something. Therefore, you have to actually pick them all up. So the klal is anything that's mekabel tumah, which means something can be metamit, generally. Anything that's a kli can become tameh. Metal becomes tameh, even if it's not a kli. Ve'ein gidula min ha'aretz, or it doesn't grow from the ground, like leather, you know, skin, something like that. Ein mesachin bo. You can't use it as chach. V'chol davar she'enu mekabel tumah, v'gidula min ha'aretz, and anything that's not mekabel tumah, so let's say it's not made out of metal, and it's not a kli, v'gidula min ha'aretz, and it grew from the ground, mesachin bo. You can't use it as chach. So like wood grows from the ground, and it's not a kli, at least in its original state, as opposed to, let's say, a chair, or let's say linen garments. Even if they do grow from the ground, you can't be mesachich, though, the Rav explains, because they are mekabel tumah, because they're kelim.